Welcome to USGS Corecast. I'm your host, Kara Capelli. Did you know that floods were the number one natural disaster in terms of lives lost and property damage every year during the 20th century? 2011 was predicted to be a particularly bad year, and many areas of the country are currently experiencing flooding. I spoke with USGS National Flood Hazard Coordinator Bob Holmes to learn more.
Oh, it's been an amazingly bad year for flooding. We started out with the floods out in California with some of the moisture that comes up through there, the atmospheric rivers. Then we got into the snowmelt flooding that happened up in the upper Midwest, Northern Plains, and North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota areas. And then we've just progressed right on down to this current round of flooding. We're seeing a major flooding on the Mississippi and the Ohio rivers.
Most of the current flooding is due to heavy rainfall to the Mississippi River.
Well, we've had the Red River of the North and the James River up in North and South Dakota and Minnesota have been at flood for the last two or three weeks. So we've still got that flood going on. But now we've got a large band of flooding from eastern Oklahoma all the way into Oklahoma, parts of West Virginia, through that lower Midwest, upper Mid-South region, southern Missouri, Illinois, southern Indiana, northern Kentucky, western Tennessee, northern Arkansas. So we're seeing a large band of flooding through there. We've had as much as 10 inches of rain in the last 7 days in some of those areas, especially along that Missouri-Arkansas border. And we're starting to see some major flooding on the main stem, Ohio and Mississippi rivers.
Bob told me that where the Ohio and Mississippi rivers meet, there are record floods.
On the Mississippi itself, we had flooding that had gotten going earlier this spring as a result of snowmelt. And then on top of that, we've had that crest coming downstream. Couple that with all the rainfall we've had in the last 7 to 10 days in the Ohio River Basin, we're having a convergence of two major rivers at Cairo, Illinois, and we're having one heck of a flood there. And so we may set an all-time record there, which that record was set in 1937. So we've got a major flood coming downstream.
When floods happen, USGS crews are some of the first to respond.
Yeah, we've got numerous field crews out making stream flow measurements and making sure our stream gauges are operational and repairing those. In some cases, we've had to raise some of those gauges. Other cases, we put in gauges where we didn't have them, just in terms of helping the emergency management operations of the Army Corps of Engineers and the National Weather Service. And so these stream flow measurements and the gauging data we provide them is crucial for them to be able to run their forecast models, operate their control structures on the reservoirs, and make decisions as to how best to minimize the loss of life and property.
I also asked Bob how long he expects these floods to last.
We've still got flooding up on the Red. That takes a long time for those floods to go away. The rivers are low gradient. They're fairly flat, and the floodplains are fairly wide. And so it takes a long time for that water to move through the system. On the Ohio and the Mississippi rivers, the drainage areas are so massive and so large, it also takes a long time for that water to move through. So the first cresting is projected to come here at the latter part of April, first part of May. And we're not expected to see crests on the Mississippi River down in the Vicksburg area and that area until probably mid-May. Of course, that could be extended out a little bit. We continue to get a little more rain. We're expecting a lot more rain through the middle to end part of this week. And so it'll just depend on the timing and the magnitude of those rainfall.
You can keep yourself updated about water levels for the rivers and streams near you by signing up for USGS Water Alert at water.usgs.gov/water alert, where you can receive instant, customized updates about water conditions at any of the thousands of sites nationwide where USGS collects real-time water information. When you sign up for Water Alert, you can customize the alert so that you receive notification when water exceeds any preset threshold or goes above the flood stage at your selected stream gauge. You can find detailed information about flood predictions and warnings in your area at the National Weather Service website. And don't forget to follow the USGS on Twitter at twitter.com/USGS or visit our other social media channels at usgs.gov/social media. I'm Kara Capelli, and Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.